you know, long, my definition said long spirited, but the word for spirit isn't in there. It means patient, okay? Long passioned. In the sense of willing to put up with things a long time. And again, but again, I do say, God is long suffering, you know? But I don't expect God to suffer forever. But sometimes our long suffering endures even to the grave. We suffer long, but how do we suffer? You know? In silence? Is that how love suffers? Long? In silence? Is kind. Now some people think, oh, kind, well. I guess I think of the way people deal with one another and the way people look at love these days, right? And I see it as not being very loving. Say someone is doing things that give offense in a family situation or a friend situation, right? In a personal situation and behaving themselves rudely. And they're an ungodly person. You know what I mean? And they just want everyone to roll over for them. You know, is that what we ought to do? Is that my kindness towards them? Is that my love for them? Shouldn't I suffer long with them? Well, I certainly won't take them to court, you know, as he was saying before. Again, you know, we lose perspective sometimes. Like, you know, people will say, oh, you know, be patient with me. Oh, I haven't thrown you in prison, have I? I haven't taken out a lawyer against you, have I? If someone's, you know, like, look, what is the patience of God? He sent forth his word, and the word it speaks at me all the time. Like, let's say, all the time when I was in drunkenness, God was suffering long with me. But again, there was an end, where now he didn't have to put up with that anymore. But he still has to put up with me until I'm perfected. So I put up with my brethren. But still, the word of God was always there admonishing me. And I knew as I did those sins that there was wrong to do the things I did. And I would, you know, and my point is, sometimes the kindness you show to someone in suffering long with them is the word that comes out of your mouth to say you should not do that. That is also love. Because, and I quote the scripture in regard, now it's out of the law, but the principle still remains. Because this is not, again, I don't look to the law for, you know, the way I look at the law and the way I approach the law is on principles. Not for, you know, what I should wear, what garments and that, but like, here's a principle from the law. Leviticus 19. And if the law, then see, the law of Moses was not as much love as in the New Testament. But there was love. And love abides always. Verse 17 says, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart. In any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. The next verse is when he says, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. So, in the same sense as we have, you do not avenge, you do not bear a grudge, but you do rebuke. Love your neighbor as yourself. And that's from a godly perspective. Some people say, well, I just want to be left alone. I want to be right with God. And the way that happened to me was by words. Now, I would not, like, let's say I see a neighbor, he's a drug user, right? I'm not going to call the cops on him. Because when I was a drug user, I didn't want that done to me. But what do? Say nothing. Keep silence. If I do that, then I don't love him. I'm not loving him. And as I say that, I think of how hard that is to say things to people that they don't want to hear. because that is love. It's part of love, you know. It's part of how you end up suffering along with people. But suffering along doesn't mean to just in silence. Though God, some would say God is in silence. Yeah, well, but his word is there, speaking and rebuking. He has his spirit speaking through men. The thing, people think God is silent. No, he's speaking through men, even now. He speaks through me. God is not silent, though I feel the silence too. Because, you know, there's a greater way in which he could speak, of course. But still, the word is still there. It still goes out. People hear it. Charity envieth not. Because remember, kindness means to be, literally to show oneself useful. Or, that is, to be benevolent. You know? That's what kindness is. Like when someone's thirsty, you bring them a cup of water. That's kindness. Kindness is not, well, I see them sinning, but I'm not going to say anything because it would upset them. That's not kindness. Kindness is not rocking the boat. Not rocking the boat is, well, that's not kindness. It's not kind. Sometimes the boat needs to be rocked. Not in a literal sense, because that's not very kind. You knock people out of the boat, right? I mean, in the figurative sense of the boat, if the boat is, you know, drunkenness, you want to rock people and get them out of it. That's kindness. If the boat is sinking, it's time to abandon ship. You know, if the car's on fire, you need to pull them out, right? Some we pull from the fire. Remember that scripture from earlier in Corinthians? You know, some are pulled from the fire, barely escaping. So love does not envy, though. Zelo. Love is not zelo. You know, zelo is where we get our zeal. Well, I can show you all kinds of scriptures that say you have to be zealous. So how could love be not zealous? Zeal, the zeal of thy house hath eaten me up. Zeal is used of jealousy, but obviously everything has to be taken in context. Is not jealous? Well, look at Paul. I can tell you Paul was jealous. He said so.